This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 480, up 1.5 on the open. September, 491.5, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 488, up 2.5 on the open. September, $5, up 1.75. December, 507, up 0.5 on the open. July corn opened at 378.5, up 5.5 on the open. September, 376, up 4.5. December, 373.5, up 3. March, 384.5, up 1.75. May, 391, up 1.5. July, 395.5, up 0.5. December, 391.75, up 1.25 on the open. July soybeans open at 7.95, up 2.25 on the open. August, 8.01.5, up 2. September, 8.08.5, up 1.5. November, 8.24, up 2.75. January, 8.32, up 2.5. March, 8.38, up 3.5. May, 8.41, up 2.5. July, 8.50, up 2 on the open. July soybean meal open at 2.13.80, up 1.10 on the open. August, 216.50, up 120. July soybean oil open at 35.17, up 18 on the open. August, 35.40, up 18. At the Merck May feeders, open at 109.25, down 10 on the open. August, 112.80, down 15. September, 112.25, down 25. October, 111.80, down 10 on the open. June live cattle open at 92.70, up 27.5 on the open. August, 91.80, unchanged. October, 96, even unchanged. December, 95.72.5, unchanged on the open. June live cattle open at 75.80, up 17.5 on the open. July, 75.05, up 7.5. August, 74.40, unchanged. October, 67.12.5, unchanged on the open. And July pork bellies open at 103.25, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat trading anywhere from down 9, well, that one's not trading the May 2008, but down 3/4 to up 1.5. In the corn, trading anywhere from up 0.5 to up 5. Beans trading anywhere from unchanged to down 0.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
You've spent a considerable amount of time and energy looking at RBOB this past week. Take us through the arguments, please.
Well, the short term, I think for the general consumer out there, is why is it going up when stocks are so high in crude oil? And I think the short answer is that we've got a lot of refinery problems going on right now, Dave. And yesterday, the market got hit with no less than 6 anywhere from Toledo, Ohio, all the way down to Houston, Texas. And it's pretty big numbers that we're dealing with as far as refinery shutdowns or cutbacks for anywhere from a week to a month. And what we ended up adding up to is about 400,000 barrels of loss of refined motor gasoline or finished motor gasoline. That compares with about a 9 million barrel a day supply usually that's produced. So we're talking about a 4% reduction in the finished motor gasoline here in the short term. It could last anywhere from a week to a month, and the market just simply is not going to tolerate that at this point. That's why they took us up 10 cents in the RBOB June futures yesterday, and that led then to the crude oil turning around and being bought up, I think, $2.30 on the barrel. And short term, that's all good as far as that's not a negative issue for the corn market, because the ethanol demand is just going to grow or at least stay the same because of profitability. is going to be very, very strong. The RBOB goes up faster than the natural gas or the corn, and you're looking at a better cost, a lower cost versus higher profitability. Longer term, though, it throws back on the general consumer, especially the meat products, the beef and poultry and pork consumers at the grocery stores and at the restaurants. If we sustain a high unleaded gas price here this summer, I think we're going to have a real tough time being able to meet the demand numbers that USDA is giving us, both export demand and domestic demand in the meat products. And that's probably our leading indicator to an upcoming recession if we would keep these unleaded gas prices as high. So that's what we've been focusing on, is that if you had to look at the softest issue out there in terms of what would get hurt the most with, say, unleaded gas prices hitting $3.75 a gallon in the nation and staying there for 2 to 3 months, what would break first or fall back first? We'd say the consumption of red meat and poultry would be the first, and the restaurants would get hit very hard. So that's our leading indicator right now, and it really is a big wake-up call to the livestock producers right now, and that's what we're trying to promote.
So what is the RBOB tipping point? What price do you begin to worry?
Well, you go over 250 in the June unleaded, and technically speaking, you're putting into a mindset, a shift into a higher gear. Let's go ahead and run this thing up the flagpole. And I think that's the danger, especially given that we're coming into the hurricane season, and it'll be interesting. Maybe we can get a special report and a special thing put together with Ed as our weather guy, because I know he knows a lot of those folks down in NOAA and at the Hurricane Center, and you know, the Colorado State people put out their assessment. I don't know of anyone that doesn't believe we're not going to have a more active hurricane season than we had last year. And with these refinery problems already cropping up due to manufacturing issues and technical issues, if we would have a couple just medium-sized hurricanes in this summer in the Gulf of Mexico, I would think that the market would react very, very sharply to that. So we go above 250. It's probably because we're dealing with a hurricane issue, and that kind of opens the door up to where you can get up to about $70 crude and 260 on the June futures of unleaded, and that puts you almost at about 370 at the pump then nationally.
So what do you recommend then for livestock hedgers if we hit that RBOB target?
Well, if we break through 250, we're going to have to get our fourth quarter. We're going to backdate our hedges. In other words, we think the weakest and softest time for the livestock and meat consumption would be fourth quarter. So we'll get our fourth quarter locked in first. If this sustains itself through July and into August, then we'll obviously get our third quarter done as well. But, you know, the thing that we have to watch is how quick the funds work. And if the funds would catch wind of this and start taking the futures down aggressively because of the same type of philosophy, we'd have to be on top of that and maybe have to do both third and fourth quarters at the same time.
All right, let's turn your attention to the Board of Trade and just rather bluntly ask you whether or not beans have another leg up next week.
We would say they do if the technicals will allow, and the technicals hold here today, and also if the corn and the wheat will lead it. We don't think they have the strength on their own to go ahead and make another leg higher, Dave. We feel like that the news this morning about the Chinese revaluing their currency and raising their deposit and lending rates and increasing their reserve requirements by the banks is certainly good news for the commodities. But for beans in particular, July bean oil has come within one tick of its March 22nd 04 high of 35.18 here. And so on the day trade, at least, the composite has gone through it at 35.20. So if we close above 35.20, you open up another leg in the bean oil. The meal chart looks very nice. Both are very overbought in the short term, but in the medium term, they look real healthy. So if you take the products up and take out resistance, and then you have corn and wheat helping, then there's no reason why the beans can't take us up to those old highs of that 843 area. But that's pretty tough sledding after that you have to justify why are you going up to that level. And I think the biggest thing the market maybe, and we certainly have to watch more closely, that the market has missed is the issue of the currency, the Brazilian real, and how hard it has been going up. The Brazilian stock market up, I think, around 70% year-to-date. And so those are the things that we have to be looking out for, is the currencies and then these outside markets, as well as the corn and wheat. So what I'm getting at these price levels of 825 plus, to break through that old level of 843, you need all eight cylinders running.
About 40 seconds left. What do you make of the bull spreading July D's corn?
Very welcome, very needed. It gives us an inverted market again with the July SEP-D's all having that inversion, and it is needed from a standpoint of the exports. It's a big, big deal right now that the market stays inverted. Obviously, the weather and the crop progress conditions Monday are going to be right on the front burner again, but this is a nice way to end the weekend if we do.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick. July wheat in Kansas City, 480 up 1.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 486.5 up 1. July corn, 377.5 up 4.5. July beans, 791 down 1.75. July soybean meal, 211.90 down 80. July soybean oil, 35.05 up 6. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.